You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Well, it's done. What they're calling one of the lowest-rated Olympics ever finished in Pyeongchang. I don't know if they take into account that a lot of people are watching online instead of on TV, which might be... My brother-in-law said it to me about the NFL. I don't know if it's the same situation with here, but nonetheless, they say the ratings are pretty low here in the States.
Right.
It's how it is. But there was a huge, I mean, just a great play-by-play situation where the announcers get very excited.
Was it the curling thing?
No.
Did you see curling? The curling?
Curling was great.
Did you see the curling team? They tweeted out they tried to get first class seats back from Delta, and Delta was like, no.
Yeah, not just put them in front.
Guys, you're the curling team.
I felt like that was the sport that was on the most. For the times I tuned in, I always saw the blue striped target in the middle of the television, whether it was from a distance or not.
It was the one everybody was watching and talking about the most. Listen, is curling the most exciting sport in the history of the world? No, but...
Not bad.
It was on at like 2 in the morning and everybody was watching it. So, that's got to say something, right?
Yeah. I don't know about everybody. Brett, were you watching curling?
I didn't watch a second.
Well, from what I understand, the lead guy, he's got a name, Skip or something like that. Like, that's the title of the captain or whatever.
Is it the guy who looks like Andy Reid? Did you see that guy? Because they were making memes about him. Congratulating Andy Reid on winning his first medal.
A little bit, actually, now that you think. Now that I didn't think about it, but I guess it does a little bit. Yeah, that guy. I mean, this is his 10th year, I guess, and I guess he started, curling, the team started, crappy, for years and years, and so it's supposed to be a big story. Screw you, losers. You're un-American.
Well, the biggest story as far as this play-by-play thing goes is with maybe an even more obscure sport is women's cross-country skiing.
It's not obscure.
I mean, well, curling gets a lot more attention, put it that way.
Curling got higher ratings than figure skating for the first time.
All right.
Is that true?
Yes, that is 100% true. Adam Schefter tweeted it.
Well, here is, for the women's cross-country, it's finishing up. And, of course, Norway and Sweden are in the top three, but the United States is as well. And we never get a medal in cross country. They don't listen to these two guys.
Yeah, I think Sweden
gets super excited.
Sweden needs to be ashamed of themselves in this whole Olympics thing, because you would think Sweden would be rocking the Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. They came in ninth in the medal count. Ninth.
Because Norway was hogging all the medals, I think.
You got nothing to do but cross cut winter sports and bang.
Yeah,
that's what you have to do.
Those are two good things.
Right.
Norway has to win. They should be embarrassed if they don't come in first. Like, I feel like it's expected, right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yes.
Yeah, a guy I know, his wife, Ingrid, is Norwegian and their plate says Norway. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, she's American, but very patriotic. And she was so excited, but said, this is exactly what we're supposed to do. We are Nordic, and this is a Winter Olympics. She said, I'd be ashamed if we didn't win a lot of medals,
You get your ass out there and you win.
So here's the exciting play-by-play from the women's cross country. Here it is.
So close for the U.S. on so many occasions. Now moving up on the inside. In the second place.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the club. Obakken and Steve Nielsen leading. Jesse Diggins into the final turn. Can Diggins answer?
As the roars rattle around the cross-country stadium in Pyeongchang, Sweden, the U.S., and Norway coming to the line.
Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins to the line.
Yes.
And it is Jesse Diggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history. The first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
You think he's going to use that as his sizzle wheel for the next thing?
I was so excited. He's screaming. He reminds me of that guy who calls, his name is Bob, and he always starts calm and then starts yelling at points at us. He sounded like, he's just yelling about Diggins and the clobbin glutton something.
Next thing you know, he's calling the Iditarod. And Sparky takes off with a quick start. I can't believe it. Sparky. Sparky's just coming off of a blister on his paw.
A paw injury.
And look at my old Sparky. He came back from behind. That's just the heart of a winner right there. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Yeah, right. There's the play-by-play guy.
It is Sparky. I don't know, dude. That guy.
Yeah, I thought one of the highlights of the Olympics, besides curling in general. And
you think his friends called him up? A little over the top, don't you think?
Right.
But I love Higgins.
Right. You guys,
that's the answer.
Just because you guys aren't into it, there are so many people that are into it, and that creates a vibe.
There's some people who are into it. Not
so
many.
You know what? The ones who are into it are on the sidelines there ringing their cowbell as they ski by. Those are the ones that are into it. That guy was, you have to admit, was a little bit over the top for women's cross-country skiing. For men's cross-country skiing, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I dig pretty a good, was that TV or, I dig a good radio call of anything because they're all like that. Like of any sport that I listen to on the radio, they're so into it. It's exciting.
If any radio company decided to take women's cross-country skiing and put that radio feed on their air, they committed suicide.
Listen, I've ran many a board in my time, and there has been some crap that I've had to sit through. And sometimes you do it. I appreciate an excited announcer who's, you know, not just going through the motions because it's, you
right.
know.
Yep. Have we ever played Hot Rod Williams for Monica? You know the guy?
Yeah, we played that.
The high school? Did we play the high school guy screaming?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of thing you're talking about.
You know who else? But that's at least basketball. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
I understand that it's high school basketball, college basketball. I don't know what it was.
That's what I'm saying.
Just back on the medal count thing real quick, Switzerland's got to be ashamed of themselves, too.
They got
the goddamn Alps, and they came in eighth.
Nobody's ashamed of themselves, JP.
They should be ashamed.
You have your own Alps. The Swiss Alps.
Right, exactly. They do
not
all,
the French Alps. Swiss.
Like when it comes to the downhill skiing and all that other stuff, they just everything is in Switzerland. Everything is there. And you come in eighth?
But I mean, you know, maybe.
Pathetic. Sweden, okay. But not really. I don't think there's a lot of, like, you know, maybe there's not a lot of mountains. It's a little flat. That's where the cross-country skiing comes in. You know, something along those lines. But for Christ's sake, Switzerland.
Raymond is online. Hey, Raymond, Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, yeah, they had that lady on the Today Show, and she said she's going to make that her ringtone. But I've heard that several times, but this time I heard it on your station. The guy in the background screaming yes sounded like that in the movie when the lady was at the table having the fake O, screaming yes. Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle, Meg Ryan.
It sounded just like Meg Ryan in the background. It's hilarious. But, hey, I didn't get in early because I was busy. Y'all talking about that Mo thing. And knowing that Mo doesn't, which is kind of obvious, Mo doesn't do prep. I can tell from listening to you guys
preps.
For a long time.
He prepped. He did. Good God.
No, he barely preps. He said he doesn't. We can tell. I've been listening to you guys a long time. I can tell when there's prep and no prep. That's all I got. Rack me on that.
Take care, man.
How can you tell, Raymond? How is he the expert?
It's because he's been in radio for many years.
Okay.
He says he listens all the time. He knows.
Listen, you can't
tell.
He can tell. Okay. It's frustrating because as different an approach as it is, he still preps. I'm a witness to that.
Do I think Roger and I can come in here and do an hour unprepped? Maybe.
Oh, sure.
Do I think we can come in and do an entire show on prep?
Exactly.
Bad idea.
Which is exactly why you have to know he preps.
The next show and the show after that.
Yeah.
Tough. Tough to do.
Bad idea.
I just prepped after that guy's call.
So close for the U.S. on so many occasions. Yeah. Moving up on the inside. In second place. Leading gas. He's giving everything on the global market. He's giving us a lead. Jesse Diggins in the penalty. He's Diggins as the rollers are running around the cross country stadium.
You know what that sounds like to me? A couple having sex with the Olympics on in the back of it. And as soon as the American gets across the finish line, he finishes up.
There it is. So he was right. Raymond, you were right. Meg Ryan was at the Olympics.
See?
And was screaming yes, yes. There you go. So there's the Olympics. Low rated, pretty good medal count for the U.S., but nothing crazy like the summer.
What was the thing you were saying about puppies?
Oh, there's a Brett. I don't know what kind of skier this guy was, but his biggest thing was he shut down a dog meat farm. Where I mean, they're just
Who did?
Milling puppies. Some skier. He went and he's
Olympic skier.
South Korea.
He's supposed to shut down a dog farm in South Korea, and he's going to bring those puppies home.
I mean, what do you do? Go in and just offer the guy money for all the dogs? Like, how do you do that when you're in South Korea?
Is he a South Korean?
90 dogs.
Is he a South Korean athlete?
No, American dude.
Like, what's he going to do with all the dogs?
I believe.
How much did he pay? Well, if those dogs were at a puppy mill to become food.
Yeah.
Did he, like, open up the gate and let the puppies out? Because I'm guessing those people who own the puppy mill.
He convinced a South Korean dog farmer to shut down his farm.
He convinced him.
Rescuing 90, English. You know, as soon as, you know, with now the guy's out, he's going to start the farm up again.
Right. With this, would he threaten him with a ski pole? I mean, how did you talk a guy out of his livelihood?
That's what I mean. I think you convinced him by buying all the dogs from him.
Right.
Say, here, I'll buy your whole stock. You know, no, I don't have to keep feeding them and grow them for the meat. All right. And then he sells them off. And then, like Brett says, he probably goes and picks up a bunch more. Starts over.
Over 90 dogs. And taking them to the U.S. and Canada.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah?
So he saved all the dogs, which is a wonderful thing to do.
What kind of dogs? You know, the
cute ones?
You know, there's
90 dogs. I don't know.
But the pictures, look at them all. They're all cute. Every one of them.
What kind of dogs? Tasty ones.
The kind that make for good dog on a stick? I don't know. I don't know how they eat. But then again, people don't know how we eat beef and chicken.
Could you get yourself to eat it?
No.
What are you talking about right now?
I could never. I would have to not know.
Roger and I throw this like wild game party every year that I would love to do, you know, down in Tampa. Well, I spoke about it briefly with Oliveira. But, you know, we have all sorts of wild game and things that you don't normally eat. Like, I wonder what happened. What would happen if we put dog on the menu.
There is no dog pudding on the menu.
I'm just chucking it out there. I'm not saying
dog
I
or
want.
Cat could never happen here in the United States. It's not our.
Dude, you eat cat more than you think.
No,
it's not our
does.
Tradition, but in, you know, other countries, obviously, dog and cat are much more normal.
Yeah, and who knows? It may be tasty. I'm just wondering why. I watched that Andrew Zimmern guy, the delicious Destinations or whatever
it is.
You
have a man crush on that guy. You like that guy
a little bit. And, I'm a chubby chaser. And the one thing I haven't seen him eat yet is dog. Now, I've seen him eat cockroaches. I've seen him eat some of the nastiest.
Eats dog. He'll never have gotten more emails and tweets in his life.
That's
if
how
he eats
bad
a dog.
It is. It's okay for him to eat a cockroach.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's in Sheboygan, Wisconsin,
He's
a deep-frying dog.
Right.
He's in God knows wherever, Stan.
Right.
And, you know. You know, where it's like, you know, this, you know, barbecued dog, you know, in a bowl of, you know, rock soup. I don't know.
I know. But his show's in the U.S., man. He knows he can't even. He's probably trying it on the side.
The producers, you think they
know? Their show would get crushed here. Even the PETA people would be on it, but that's the least of it. Every dog owner in the United States, what is wrong with you? You know, we're not going to get it.
The PETA people. You know, they get
the
pissed no matter
what. People with the
brain,
JP. People, it doesn't, like, I understand that, you know, PETA is sensitive and they'll be all over anything. But just the general public will be anti-dog eating.
Can't do that.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, you know, what would happen? That's all.
Yeah, you'd get crushed.
I think you'd get sick, too. You can't, I don't think people's bodies are supposed to do that. We're not accustomed to that. You can't introduce a foreign meat
like that.
Well,
at our wild game party, we eat some, you know, things that we're not accustomed to.
Right.
Didn't we have, camel or lion?
We had camel. I tried to get the lion after that whole
couldn't get the lion.
After
the
whole Cecil thing, we tried to get lion.
That's not right.
How about too expensive?
It was too expensive.
Some ridiculous amount per pound, and we have, you know, 300 people.
How about like bear meat or something, like panda?
We had bear.
Yeah, how was that?
We had bear stew.
How was
it? Delicious.
It was good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the way it's prepared.
Where do you get the? I don't want to know where you get this meat. Does
he knows a guy. He knows a guy.
Go online and just put in his
Amazon
exotic exotic animal meats, and there's there's.
We've got a guy we work with.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
But I mean, it's all there. It's amazing the amount of stuff. We might have 8 or 9 different types of meat, and I think we had venison once.
Right.
You know,
that was the most common thing we've had.
Out of all the meats that you had, which one was the one that you would go back to and be like, you know, I'd have that with my family or something?
Besides the alligator, which I think is great.
We had kangaroo, too.
We did have kangaroo.
That was good?
Yeah.
You
that
can't eat what?
There was one that was great. I can't remember. It might have been not bison.
Kangaroo is a little rubbery.
What was the chili?
I don't remember.
It was like raccoon.
Bison chili?
No.
Wasn't it bison chili?
I think it was bison chili.
Bison chili?
You're right.
Yeah, I think you make bison burgers, so that's not...
Right.
Do they all, let's face facts, they all just pretty much taste the same with just different flavorings on them.
No. Some are a little more grainy, have different texture.
You got to realize, too, a lot of them will have a different diet. So when, depending on the diet of the animal, like a lot of that is what comes through in the meat. Mm-hmm. You know?
You ever seen?
What, Jay?
No, I'm just curious. Like, you ever seen Portlandia, like the show?
No.
They went to like a restaurant and it's like they got a picture of the chicken that they were eating. Yeah. Did you get like a picture of like the
so
ostrich?
So you can feel bad?
Yeah. This is Sam.
Yeah, right?
You will be eating him.
That's funny. All right, we're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. You know, I looked up because I was curious what we had eaten, especially for you guys and Monica and JR, what we'd eaten at our, when we did our wild game parties. We've done like, I don't know, four or five of them, something like that. And we've eaten not only things like boar, but like marinated elk kebabs, teriyaki glazed gator stir fry, yak sliders I remember being really good.
Yeah.
Who knew you could eat yak? But those sliders are really good. Bison peppered hanger steaks.
Do you remember the name of the place, the name of the college I told you my daughter, my friend's daughter goes to, the one in North Carolina?
High Point.
Sales. High Point. Is that it? High
Could
Point?
Be. I don't know.
He just called me up. He's freaking out. Now, keep in mind, both of us just lost one of our best friends.
Yeah.
There's a shooting on his daughter's campus.
What?
She's texting him, or was texting him, that she's hiding in a closet and she's petrified. Well, she was.
Serious?
And they said it just ended. SWAT, FBI, cops, all over the place. All over the place. Just
now. I said High Point, but then maybe that's not right.
Yeah, it's either High Point or Sale, something Sale. I don't know.
What
I think
hell?
It's High Point. And that sounds about right.
I'm looking at it. I don't see anything yet. But oh, my God. What is going on?
He's freaking out.
I mean, we also had antelope stew. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to wreck it, but I just come in.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm like,
how does that happen? You know, it just keeps, it seems like, It's so dumb to say. It's happening so often. It's
I don't
ridiculous.
Know what happened. He doesn't know if anybody was killed. He doesn't know exactly anything that happened. He just knows that his daughter's okay, but he's clearly rattled.
Oh, my God.
For him to call me now.
If that happened to one of my daughter's schools, he'd be freaked out, too.
For him to call me now is, like, and he knows I'm on the air. Like, I just spoke. He was just.
No kidding.
What the is going on, man?
Right.
What is going on?
I remember when Courtney was at North Carolina in Chapel Hill, there was a shooting. Not on her campus, but at, like, a school really nearby. And on the phone, Court, everything's good, you know, because she drives outside the campus and stuff. You know? And they definitely had an episode on their campus, but it wasn't a shooting like that. But I just, you know, if as a parent, it freaks you out because you have no control. You know, you have none whatsoever, and you have no way to fix anything. No guy, I mean, there's nothing. This is, this bottom line is she's got to do the right thing and your daughter be locked down in place or whatever.
Wingate, is that what you said? Wingate.
No, I said High Point.
No, Wingate.
Wingate?
The one she went to, yeah.
Wow.
Goes to. Jesus Christ.
That is sobering.
All right, so what were you saying about venison? Bison?
Yeah.
Back to that?
Yeah, I was telling these guys about some of the things we had at the game party. So, I mean, I could see this guy, the skier at the Olympics, saving the dogs. I mean, it's just not something we eat, but the odd stuff, we eat kangaroo sliders with smoked mozzarella.
I just need this guy to tell me how he got these 90 dogs.
I know. How does he save all the dogs? Ooh, you remember we also had alpaca?
Yeah.
Cajun alpaca sausage and peppers.
I'm telling you, we should do this.
See, Monica, does any of this sound good to you, or you think it's all no good?
It sounds horrific. It's terrible, but then you eat it and you're all right. So I think if Darwin
horrific,
I think it doesn't sound good when you and then
really?
And we did that too. We did put the pictures one year.
We actually made videos. Was it before and after pictures? I think it was either videos or is pictures of the animal in the wild and then the animal cooked.
There'd be like a video of the. Right. There'd be a video of the alpaca sitting there chewing grass and then cut to the alpaca on the plate.
You know, what?
I think we did have actual pictures next to the stew, like, you know, alpaca stew. We had a big picture of that next to it.
Right.
Yeah, so people would know. That's right. Ostrich bolognese.
We should do that, man. We would have a blast doing it in Tampa. Yeah. We really would.
It's a lot of fun. It's interesting to try the different things.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, never obviously.
Have you ever had whale meat?
No,
because that's
I hear bad things.
That's very common, like Norway and in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Right, and now maybe Sweden needs to up their whale meat intake. Norway kicked their ass. Right.
Maybe they'll meddle.
Hey, Keith, on line 2. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, just want to bring up the moniker. I actually had dog when I was in Korea back in 96, 97.
Did you know you were having it?
Death meal. Yeah, well, one of our guys was leaving, and so we always kind of did a function, and his minister was Korean, and so, yeah, we went to this place that served dog. I said it might have tasted better. It was all preparation. They boiled it. And they served them in these pots, and then you took, like, the chunks of meat, and you put them in these, like, lettuce wrapper-type things, and you added other stuff and ate it, and it was, wasn't that great.
So, on the menu, is it, like, a certain, do you have, like, a list of, like, four types of dog you can get?
Absolutely. You have a list in Korean, and I don't read Korean, so I have no idea. We just got what we got in front of us. It was dog. Now, I was told the preparation, Monica, shut your ears. They actually take a blowtorch and they hit the dog with it, and it gets them really freaked out, and that adrenaline gets in the blood, because eating the animal over there is more of absorbing the spirit. It's not really about, let's go eat some dog today. It's going to get the spirit of the dog, and they wanted the dogs to be amped up when we ate them. But we'd go mountain biking, and we would pass the dog farms all the time, and it's not really a thing. I mean, it's Fido to you, but to them, it's...
So you're telling me they took a blowtorch to it?
Oh. Yeah, that's what we were told. The preparation technique was they'd flip the dog upside down on the hind legs, and they'd hit it with a blowtorch on the fur that would really freak it out and make it bark and scream. And, of course, if you're getting hit with a blowtorch, you're probably going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't kill it, then blowtorch it, because they wanted the adrenaline to course through the animal.
Right.
Then they'd skin it, do its thing, and serve it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is why I don't live in Korea.
With or without, a gravy. Was there a gravy involved?
No, and that's the thing. If you had a good ragu with it or something, maybe it would have been better, but it was boiled. And it was served in, a liquid of its own juice. And we pulled it out and put it in. And it just texturally, I'm not a big boiled meat kind of guy. I'd rather grill it. So I'd give it another shot if we could grill it.
I'm the same way, but I'm more of a corned beef guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to boil meat, it's a corned beef.
I take back what I said. You're 100% right. Corned beef's phenomenal.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah.
It really is the difference. There's nothing. If you look at it objectively, they look at a dog like we look at a cow or a pig. Mm. I mean, it's just.
Yes.
It's, we just take dogs into our homes as our spirit animals.
Right.
You know? And as our children.
Brett! No!
Soup's on.
That is sick. Tom is on line 2. Hello, Tom.
We go to the Korean doggeria. Which
Tom? What's going on?
Line 3. What's
going on?
Nothing. So I'm just going to, like JP was saying, people don't know what they're eating. Back in the day in high school, outside of our shop class, the teacher had his truck parked, and we used to hear all these weird noises coming out. So we went out and looked. He had his whole back of his truck filled with squirrel traps. He used to sell the squirrel to the Chinese restaurant in our town.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
You don't think he just told you that to freak you out a little bit?
No. Why would he have a whole truck full of squirrels?
Because maybe he was an animal trapper, or maybe he ate squirrel himself. I mean, it happens.
No. He said he sold them to our Chinese place. I believe it. That's General Pow's chicken right there.
I know what he said. I know what he said, but.
Yeah. China!
All right. Wow. That's funny.
Tom on line 4, the other Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to say, it's all in how you prepare it, because I know somebody gave me a gift one time. It was a Chinese cookbook called 100 Ways to Walk Your Dog.
Damn it, I love a good pun. I don't want to laugh at that.
That's pretty good.
I don't want to laugh at that. I'm not going to laugh at that.
Walk your dog.
Chris had another album. It's called... Walk and roll over and play dead. Speak.
Yeah.
Walk your dog.
Maybe I jumped the shark on that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think he had the walk joke pretty nailed. Yeah. That was pretty good.
I just tried to take it that one extra spot.
Funny.
That was pretty good.
That's my bad, guys.
Well, listen.
Walk. Okay, that's funny.
People have been thinking of walk your dog all day now.
I tell you this, I'm going to be looking at my dog when I get home, and I might pull out a jar of duck sauce.
No, you will not.
See what's up.
Just slather some on his paw and then lick it and see. Yeah.
Well, my dog rolls up.
He'll lick it before you will. He'll take all that duck sauce. That dog
sure will.
I wouldn't even get to the duck sauce with Bella. Not a chance.
You couldn't do it. I think that you say you could, but you couldn't do it.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could.
But what makes you say, okay, I'm going to have the yak sliders, but I'm not going to eat the dog? Like, where is your line?
Because in the United States...
I never fell in love with a yak.
We domesticate dogs.
Right.
You know, I've never gone to a buddy's house and met his, you know, his pet yak.
Right. If you have a dog, they're kind of like a kid in a way.
So llamas? Would you eat llama?
No. We've had llama. Alpaca, same thing.
Alpaca?
Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
They have farms where people go out and visit and stuff.
We had alligator filet.
Alligator's a thing.
Alligator fingers. Lamb hot dogs.
That's normal.
Kangaroo meatballs. Mm. Ostrich bolognese. Ostrich meatballs. Wild boar baby back spare ribs.
Those were good.
They were great. Yep.
Well, that's a pig, right? So you're pretty much... Yeah.
You're right.
Keep going.
Those wild boar chops.
Mm-hmm.
Now that'll eat.
Are you going back and forth to the different...
Yak
kinds?
Brisket.
Okay.
Yak meatloaf cupcakes.
Those were good, too.
Alligator stew. Alpaca sliders.
Mm, that's your line.
That's
bacon
so
wrap
weird.
Venison. That's basic. Bear kebabs.
Mm.
I'm not eating that.
Bison burgers. Bison burritos. Bison chili cups. We like bison.
No bison burrito. That doesn't even...
Black bear stew.
Yep.
Cajun kangaroo sausage. Yep.
Yep.
And all these pictures are on the Roger and JP Twitter page, by the way, of the exact ones we've had. Cajun rice with blackened shrimp. That's basic.
How did that get in there?
What was that one?
I know.
Cajun rice with what? With blackened shrimp.
Shrimp? We didn't.
Very exotic.
Right.
Camel meatballs.
They ran out of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I think the camel meatballs were a surprise because they were really good. But again, it is in the way you prep it and the sauce you put on it. And anything teriyaki
is
pretty much good.
It's going to taste the same. And could you really... Okay, so if someone handed you a yak slider or an alpaca slider, would you know the difference?
No.
So?
I just eat it.
All right.
And shut up.
Shove some bacon on there?
Yeah, exactly.
Put a pig on your llama.
I feel like we were a little too heavy on the bison and the alligator. But that was over three separate events, right?
That's
over the years.
List.
Right.
There you go. So you guys can cheat and look at the whole master list. There you go.
We should send this to, definitely send it to Oliveira. I think we can have a good time with this down there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Roger and JP, on the bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.